This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Florida passed a law in May requiring public school districts to ban student cell phone use during class time. But this fall, Florida's Orange County Public Schools went even further, barring students from using cell phones during the entire school day. Florida law requires public schools to prohibit student cell phone use during instructional time and to block students' access to social media on district Wi-Fi. It also requires schools to teach students about how social media manipulates behavior. A new cell phone policy at Hillsborough County Public Schools in Tampa, Florida, warns students, "We see it, we take it." Under Republican Governor Ron DeSantis, Florida has introduced a slew of contentious rules for public schools, including removing books from libraries and bans on teaching gender identity. But the cell phone law has found support across the political spectrum. Teachers say that students now make eye contact, respond when they're greeted, and are more engaged in class. Nikita McCaskill, a government teacher at Timber Creek High School, said, "Oh, I love it. Students are more talkative and more collaborative." Public schools across the U.S. are adopting increasingly drastic measures to try to pry young people away from their cell phones. Tougher constraints are needed, lawmakers and district leaders say, because rampant social media use during school is threatening students' education, well-being, and physical safety. In some schools, students have planned and filmed assaults on fellow students and then uploaded the videos to TikTok and Instagram. Teachers and principals warn that social apps like Snapchat have also become a major distraction, prompting some pupils to constantly message their friends during class. To reduce bullying and violence, cheating, and distractions from students using cell phones, many more individual school districts, including South Portland, Maine, and Charlottesville City, Virginia, have banned student cell phone use throughout the entire school day. Montana's Utility Regulation Commission, the all-Republican five-member Public Service Commission, has come under criticism recently for its approval of a rate increase for electricity by the state's largest power company, Northwestern Energy, which will impose the substantial 28% electricity rate increase on residential customers only, not on industrial or business customers. A comparison of residential electricity rates charged by different utilities around the region shows the typical monthly electric bills paid by residential customers are now higher in Montana than in surrounding states. The rate increase on residential customers only is made worse because Northwestern's customers are captive customers, meaning that there's no other electric utility from which people can buy power. Northwestern is a monopoly utility guaranteed a profit by operating in Montana, and the Public Service Commission is supposed to represent the people, the captive customers, but still approved a 28% electricity rate hike with winter coming on. Northwestern Energy charges its captive customers more compared to its peers serving homes in Washington, Oregon, Idaho, Wyoming, and Utah, as well as some of the companies that provide service in the portions of Montana outside of Northwestern's coverage area. Those smaller electric co-ops charge less. The typical Northwestern residential customer's bill is already 73% higher than the most affordable utility, Idaho Power. With Northwestern's 28% rate hike, captive customers in Montana will pay the most in the mountain region for their electricity. A Tyrannosaurus tooth is the first confirmed dinosaur fossil found in Yellowstone National Park. The one single tooth was found in the park more than 50 years ago by geologist Joseph Weitz, who in 1966 was part of a U.S. Geological Survey team mapping Big Game Ridge near Mount Hancock in the southeast corner of Yellowstone. The tooth was forgotten in storage and only recently rediscovered. The T-Rex tooth was found in the Harebell Formation, a feature roughly 68 million years old from the end of the late Cretaceous period. The T-Rex tooth is only a few centimeters long, but the teeth of tyrannosaurs are distinct. Paleontologists knew the tooth came from a tyrannosaur based on its shape and proportions, and the size of the tooth indicates that it came from a young tyrannosaur.
This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.